Okay, let's continue, and we will now talk about question 8, which is, what are some special characteristics of the Constitution of Japan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are some special character in the Constitution.
Some special, what, features?
Features.
Okay, or characteristics, okay.
Characteristics or features. The Article 9 said that Japan, we are not allowed to hold military force to solve the international dispute.
Okay.
This is very distinctive to Japanese constitution.
Okay.
I think the other countries' constitutions have not such kind of article.
Okay, don't have such kind of
article.
Right. Okay.
In addition to that, the emperor's position is unique.
Mm-hmm.
In the Constitution, the Constitution Article 1 said that the emperor is a symbol of the people and at the same time a symbol of unification of Japan.
Okay.
Which is very different from the old Constitution. In the old Constitution, the emperor had a very real big power, just like a god.
Okay.
So it's very different.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, all I can do is go by what the model answer has. Yeah, so okay. Japan, what, re-announces war, so that's Article 9. Sovereignty of the people, mm-hmm. which is basically what, power by the people?
Mm-hmm.
Or government by the people.
Mm-hmm.
Some students have trouble with the word sovereignty.
Sovereignty, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big word. It's not used very much. So, you know, you could change words and say, you know, power by the people or government by the people.
Uh-huh. Power by the people. Power over the people.
Power by the power of the people. Power by the people sounds a little more, I would say more. Power of the people, power by the people sounds a little more active.
Power by the people.
Right, okay. And then respect for human rights mm-hmm. and renunciation of war or renouncing war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, you mentioned the Article 1 about the emperor being the symbol of the state and the symbol of unification. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just some students, as I said, had trouble with the word the model answer has number one is sovereignty of the people, and it's a nice word, but if you don't want to, if you have trouble with it, just the power
the
by
reason
the
reason why I omitted these two is not so special characteristics of Japanese one. It's common in the world.
Yeah, I think. Okay, yeah, the point is, yeah, if you read this, what are some special features? Yeah, then that's what you said is special. Mm-hmm. But I think, what are they saying? What are some features, special features or characteristics of the Constitution is basically, what are some important aspects?
Oh, yeah, in that case, yes,
yeah.
I would say three.
Right.
Yeah, it's principles, three principles mm-hmm. in the Japanese Constitution.
Yeah, so it depends on how you interpret the
yeah.
question. And your answer, I think, was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Okay.
But I think what they're asking is really technically out of the question. What are some special characteristics, but what are the, you know, main features
mm-hmm.
of the Japanese Constitution? Okay, so they did that. Now, you mentioned Article 9. What do you think about Article 9? Do you think it's fine or do you think it should be changed?
Yeah, in my opinion, it should be changed.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we actually have self-defense force,
uh-huh.
and also the American force.
American forces.
Forces.
Self-defense
reside
forces.
In, American forces
uh-huh.
reside in Japan.
Right.
Mainly in Okinawa. Mm-hmm. So with these forces, we can protect ourselves against China, Russia, and Korea, North Korea. So it's in reality. So to meet the reality, we have to change the Article 9.
Okay, how would you change it then? What would you do?
Abolish it? Yes, we omit the full sentence of the Article 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, right. Because some people say don't change it, some people say change it, some people say it's there, but it really doesn't have much effect. Some people say it's outdated. Mm-hmm. So maybe you don't need to omit it. Some people say it's okay, but it needs to be reworded.
Rewritten.
Okay. Because, maybe it's outdated. This was done right after World War II when Japan had, maybe committed war. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was afraid, and China and Korea and all the neighboring countries were afraid. Well, now the war is more than, 60 years have passed. And mm-hmm. so, because of that, the world is much different.
Yes.
Right. So I think, again, it's outdated. I personally think it could be reworded or changed because, maybe it doesn't fit current world situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let's go on to question number nine. Yeah. Okay. And there are some difficult words here I can give some suggestions to. But let me just hear what your answer is, okay? What is the parliamentary system of Japan like?
In the Japan's parliament system, there are two houses. One is the House of Representatives, and the other is the House of Councillors. The number of members of the House of Representatives is 480, while the number of members of the House of Councillors is 242.
I would just say the number 242 sounds better.
Oh, okay. 242.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So 480
right.
and 242.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Generally speaking, the House of Representatives has more power than that of the House of Councillors.
Okay.
For example, if the national budget passed the House of Representatives, it becomes effective as a diet decision, even if the House of Councillors rejected that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. How long do people stay as a member of House of Councillors and House of Representatives?
In the case of the House of Representatives, it is 4 years.
Okay.
But before that, there might be election, general election. So it depends. Might be 3 years. In the extreme case, it might be only 6 months.
Mm.
So
okay.
It depends. But in the case of House of Councillors, it is 6 years for each person,
right.
For each councillors.
Right. Okay. So it's 6 years. Right. Okay. Good. All right. Yeah. That's fine. I think some of the answer here is I like how you gave the answer. So the Japanese Parliament has two houses: the upper house, House of Councillors, and the lower house, the House of Representatives. And the House of Councillors has 480 members. The House of representatives has, you know, 480 members, or what is it? The House of Counselors is 242. The House of Representatives is 480. So just kind of make it like comparing is actually much easier to understand. As, yes. as I said, the answer here is fine. It's just a little bit more difficult to understand where they have, the House of, the Parliament of Japan consists of the House of Representatives, whose 480 members are elected by popular vote for a term, which is a long, long sentence trying to say a lot. So make short sentences to tell this. It makes it easier.
You said 242 is better than 242.
Yeah, so I think
it's,
so.
If I say, because 242 is much easier to me. So if I say 242, it's in front of the examiner. It's very a little bit strange.
It is a little strange. English is strange because we say there are 1582. That's like a year. There are 1582 members. There are 1582 members. I would not break it into like that. Type of, you know, 242. There are 242. So 242 sounds more normal English.
More normal. Okay. Yeah. I understand.
If you are just giving numbers, you know, what was last year's budget? Oh, 242. Mm-hmm. Or something, a suji kind of, just a number. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about like members or something, it's better to give people more full numbers.
Oh, okay.
And in years, when we talk about, you know, this year's 2010, so then it sounds like a number. We don't say 2010 or something. Mm-hmm. You could say 2010 or 2010.
2010 is okay.
Okay. 2010, that's okay. 2000. Uh-huh. Okay, but just something about when you said that, it didn't sound like 100% good. So your answer, I would say the full number, even though it's maybe more difficult. Okay, so 242, 480.
Okay.
Sounds better.
Good.
Okay?
I understand.
Okay, number 10 is a difficult question to answer because the system is really, really complicated.
Yes.
And I'm not sure, you know, what your answer is, but just... my suggestion is when they talk about this proportional representation system, I would say proportional representation system based on population. Mm-hmm. Because a proportional representation system is based upon what standard? Is it the number of people with, you know, old people? Is it based on the number of people with brown hair? Is it based on the number of people with, you know, who paint their faces black or, you know, what I'm saying is you have to define what this proportional representation system is based on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and this does not define that. And that's what I think would be better to say is elected by a proportional representation system based on population.
Based
you
on
know,
population.
Not based on age or, you know, color of hair or what makeup color they use or something. It's based on population. That's what I would just add here. Okay. And instead of, sometimes we say electoral districts. If you don't like that, just regional districts is okay.
Regional districts.
Yeah.
Can I say the constituencies?
Constituencies.
Constituencies.
Yeah, you can say that. It's more difficult to say, but yeah, that's fine.
Constituencies.
Okay. Yeah, so the House of Representatives has 480 members, 300 of which are elected by regional districts. Mm-hmm. Sound, or electoral districts. Okay. All right. Regional districts. Some people have trouble saying electoral districts, so regional districts would work. Yeah, electoral is great, if you can say that. It's probably the better of the two words. However, people have trouble saying words they cannot say in the guide test, and then their guide test answer sounds bad. So they should say words they can say rather than difficult words they cannot say.
Yeah.
Even though the difficult word is better, it's better to say a good word with good pronunciation rather than a better word with bad pronunciation. Okay.
So regional districts.
Yeah, that is also fine. Electoral districts is fine.
Regional districts, right, or electoral districts.
Yeah, what I say is that electoral is the better word. The trouble is when students try to say words at the test, they end up saying bad pronunciation and having trouble. Yeah. And so their interview does not go well. So it's better, for my point of view, it's better to say a good word that you can say. Okay?
Okay.
So, but you speak pretty well, so you might not have trouble, but this is for some students listening. So, anyway, how are members of the Diet elected, and how many members are there?
Okay. In Japan, there are two houses. One is the House of Representatives, mm-hmm, and the other is the House of Councillors. In the House of Representatives has 480 members.
Okay, good.
300 out of 480 members are from small constituencies.
Okay.
And the other the remaining 180 are elected by the proportional representation system based on the population.
Mm-hmm.
In the House of Councillors has 242 members. 96 out of 246 is from the proportional proportional representation system based on the population.
Mm-hmm.
And the remaining 146 members are elected in the constituencies based on the prefectural units.
Mm. Okay, good. All right, but just kind of like what this says, it's a real complicated system.
Yes.
Okay, and as I say, in my mind, it's like a grid. Do you know what a grid is? It's like lines or something, and there's one system on top of the other. So, like, for example, the House of Councillors has a system of 96 people based on so many boxes of units.
Yes.
And then that's 96 or this way. Then the other 146 are another group of units, small and big, or by population or by prefecture, and they're put on top of each other, and these all become the representatives.
Yes. So it's very complicated.
It's complicated. And then the upper house does the same thing. Two grids. One's based on electoral districts or regional districts, and then a population grid with big and small districts based upon population. And they're put on top of another, and that's how they're elected.
Yeah. So it's very complicated.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated.
Many people don't understand.
Yeah, many people don't understand. So that's what I get. I'm saying, if you're not familiar with how they're elected and can't say it in English, then you should maybe study a little about this so you know about the politics and the government in Japanese. And then it's probably much easier to explain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But if you don't know the system, then it's hard to explain. Because even if you asked in Japanese, how are they elected, some people maybe can't answer. So if that's the case, if you can't answer in Japanese, then you're never going to be able to answer in English, I think.
Yes,
so.
And you can't do that.
Right. So even the problem is the system is complicated.
Yes.
It's not just, you know, hard English. It's the system is hard to understand. Yeah. So, okay. Let's go on and finish the last two, then I'll go review, and then I'll ask just a bunch of extra questions. What is the government system of Japan like?
The government of Japan is centralized. So, although there are local administrations, they depend on the central government. There are many types of local government, such as prefectures, cities, villages. These members and members of assemblies are elected directly by residents.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And in the center, there are two houses, upper house and lower house. And also, the relation between the cabinet and the parliament, the diet, is a little bit complicated compared with the American one. In Japan, the prime minister and more than a half of cabinet members are elected from the diet. Mm-hmm. So the relationship between the diet and the cabinet is very strong, and the politics is conducted jointly by the diet and the cabinet. Mm-hmm. It's different from other countries.
Okay. And what about the legal system?
Our legal system is just like the USA and other European countries. It's independent from the cabinet and the diet.
Mm-hmm.
So these three watch each other.
Right. Okay. Good. So the main answer given here in the textbook is that there's a legislative, administrative, and judiciary branch. Three branches.
Yeah, right? Judiciary.
And everybody has trouble with these words. And as I said in the last answer, if you can't say these perfect words, then say a better word that's an option. Say another good word that's an option. So, the government consists of the legislative branch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is like the diet branch or the parliamentary branch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you say parliamentary branch or legislative branch, it means local branch or?
No, it means like the central, when they're thinking of it as the central government, there's three main branches, the legislative, and that's like the diet in Japan. And then they have the administrative, which is like the prime minister's branch.
Okay.
And then they have the judiciary, which is like the legal branch.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's these three branches, and you said they all watch over each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some countries call them different names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because these words are not real common spoken words, if you're a politician, you probably say this a lot. If you study politics, you say this a lot. If you don't study politics, you won't be able to say them too easily because they're not common words. So the government consists of a legislative branch, or the government consists of a parliamentary mm-hmm. branch, or a congressional branch, or a diet branch, a branch of the diet.
Okay.
Okay, and it also consists of an administrative branch. If administrative is difficult to say, then you can say executive branch.
Executive.
That's what, from my experience as an American, we call that the executive branch.
Executive branch.
And that's the president and the cabinet.
Great.
And ministers. Then we have the judiciary branch. And if people have trouble with judiciary, then we would say maybe legal branch.
Legal.
Right. So these words are fine. They're perfect words. But students, again, have so much trouble saying them that I think maybe other options might be useful. So the government consists of a diet branch or congressional branch, executive branch, and the legal branch. And then again, you mentioned other things about the local governments and prefectural governments and things like that are also there. One of the things mentioned in, I believe, question 7 about the local governments is they are allowed by the Constitution to be autonomous or to have local autonomy. Again, autonomy is a difficult word some students have trouble saying. So, just independence.
Independent.
They're allowed by government to have local independence. They're allowed by the government to be independent, to operate independently. So again, it depends if you want to say the adjective, the adverb, or the noun.
Okay.
But independent is the noun, and you can say something like that, which is maybe easier to say, a word most people know. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Let's try this one again. Okay, what is the government system of Japan like?
Mm-hmm. Japanese government has three branches, mm-hmm. such as the Diet branch, mm-hmm. and the Executive branch, and Legal branch.
Mm-hmm.
So, these three watch each other.
Okay.
That's the fundamental structure in the central government.
Okay.
And also, in the local area, we have local governments and local assemblies.
Okay. Yeah. Right. All right. That's fine. Good. Okay. Let's try question 12. Mm-hmm. Which is a question on industry, not about government. Mm-hmm. And it says, what is the major industry in Japan and where is it located? Now let me listen to your answer. What is the major industry and where is it located?
Okay. I think the major industry now in Japan is automobile. And this industry located along the coast of the Honshu.
Which coast? Pacific coast?
Pacific coast.
Yeah.
Pacific coast of Honshu.
Okay.
And some factories located in inland, in the inland of the Kanto Plain.
Okay. Some factories are located.
In the inland of the Kanto Plain.
Okay.
And the other major ones are electric and electronic industry, which are located many places across Japan. Mm-hmm. So on the coast, mm-hmm. or Pacific coast, and also inland, in Honshu and Kyushu and Hokkaido.
Mm-hmm.
So, generally speaking, Japanese major industries are located across Japan, not centralized.
Okay. All right. Good. Where is the automobile industry mostly located?
Mostly located in Kanto area and also in Nagoya area.
Mm-hmm.
It's two places
are right.
The big places for the automobile industry.
Okay. Can you tell me about the agricultural industry in Japan?
The agricultural industry in Japan is being weakened. Because the price for the food product is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean domestic one.
Right.
So people tend to buy very cheaper one from China or the USA or other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, our agriculture industry is going getting down
decreasing.
Mm. So this is a very serious problem to Japan now.
Mm.
So that the government is making effort to raise up the rate percentage of the self-sufficiency.
Yeah, the rate of self-sufficiency. Why do you think there is this problem?
Because if something happened in the world, we can't get food from other world, or from the outside.
Right, okay, right. I know that I understand. So why is it, for example, you say the food in Japan that's made domestically cost a lot? Is there reasons for these?
It's because the biggest reason is that the labor cost is very high.
Right.
And also the Japanese land is not so spacious.
Mm.
So I don't know what you call that. It's not effective to produce something.
Right.
Because of the limited land or space. Not spacious land.
Right. Right. Correct. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Because in countries that have more land, such as China
and America
Brazil, or Australia, these places, they have huge, huge, huge farms that they use farming machinery.
Yeah.
But in Japan, the farms and the rice fields are relatively small.
Yes, very small.
Each one is small, so it's difficult to farm them with machinery. So they have to be done by hand a lot. Yeah. And then it just costs a lot.
Yes.
Plus, price of things in Japan in general are expensive.
Yes.
So it just adds to the cost of things because it's expensive.
Yes.
So that's one of the maybe disadvantages in Japan, is because each farm is very small. Where in America, rather than in the old days, this is true, each family in the countryside had their own farm. Nowadays, many farms are run by huge companies. And people who work on the farm are actually workers of a company, right? Rather than the family farm that they own the land. So
you're saying about America?
Yeah, in America, many companies own the land, and people who work there actually work for the company that owns the land rather than each farmer, although there are still some independent farmers. Mm-hmm. But Japan, mostly everything is independent farmers.
Yes.
And so it's very labor intensive and maybe inefficient. Although the products they produce are wonderful, it is not as efficient as other things. And with people being price conscious,
yes,
you know, products from Mexico, America, China, they just cost less.
Yes.
And so people tend to buy them, and based on cost sometimes more than quality, but it's just the fact of life, you know.
Yes.
Everybody can't afford to buy expensive things. Good. Let me ask you, what types of fish are there in the oceans or in the sea around Japan? What kinds of fish do fishermen catch?
Mm-hmm. Japan is, of course, surrounded by seas. So we have many, many fishes, many kind of fishes close to Japan. I think it depends on person, but for example, the most popular one is tuna. Which is caught close to Japan at the same time in Africa, in Indian Ocean and Western Taisei Ocean, but.
The Indian Ocean? No, okay. That's what, just to get, make this real easy. Okay. Your answers are very good, but you're trying to give maybe too much technical things. And the question is, what kinds of fish do you catch in Japan?
Okay.
And all you need is a list of fish.
List of fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kinds of fish do they catch around the seas of Japan?
Yeah, we can catch sardine, bonito, herring, horse mackerel, and sea bream.
Right, good. Okay.
These kind of things.
And which of those do you think are there any of those that are the most favorite?
My favorite?
Okay.
Okay. My favorite is bonito.
Oh, okay.
And sardine.
Oh, okay. Good. So yeah, those are all popular fish. Yeah.
Yes,
good.
Very popular.
All right. Good. Yeah. Some of these questions, I know you're trying to mention where the fish are caught and compared to other places, but yeah, generally it's just, you could answer real simple. The fish they catch, they catch salmon and they catch tuna and they catch mackerel and horse mackerel. The word mackerel is very difficult for some people to say.
Mackerel.
Mackerel. Which is what?
Mackerel.
Mackerel. Right. Which is saba.
Saba, yeah.
It's hard for people to say. So if you don't want to say it, don't say it. Pick another fish that's easy to say. So we have salmon and tuna and sea bream and bonito and sardines. And those are easy fish to say.
Yeah.
And you don't have to mention every 20 fish or more, okay. Right? So
5 or 6 is enough.
Yeah, that's probably fine. And maybe, you know, one of the popular fish, for example, in you know, all year is salmon. People like salmon enjoy all the year. You know, some season our fish are seasonal more than others, and that's mackerel is usually in the fall,
yes.
And winter,
yes.
And also a fish called saury,
yes,
right, which is horse mackerel in English. Most people won't know what that is, but they're popular in the fall. So you can mention some of the seasonal fish if you want.
Okay,
yes. Good.
My pronunciation. Mackerel is...
Yeah, that's okay. It's a difficult word for Japanese to pronounce. Mackerel.
Yeah, mackerel.
Yeah, mackerel. So again, if you're not sure, practice. Mackerel.
Mackerel.
Yeah, it's
mackerel.
M-A-C-K-E-R-E-L. And we English is, when we speak, are lazy. We don't say mackerel. mackerel.
Mackerel.
Yeah. And we don't say macro, because some students I hear say macro. Like macroeconomics, no, not macro, but it's mackerel.
Mackerel.
With an L at the end. So again, if you don't like saying this fish, you don't have to say it. Choose another fish easy to say. Sea bream is real easy.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And herring.
Sea bass is easy to say.
Sea bass. No.
Herring is easier. Sardines are easy, right?
Yeah.
So pick fish that are easy to say. Okay, let's go on to something a little different, which is flowers.
Flowers.
Okay, and I know in springtime, cherry blossoms are very popular, but what other flowers do bloom in spring, and what flowers are very popular?
Mm-hmm. In spring. Yeah, there are many in spring. Azalea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
azalea.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And just after cherry blossom, we have azaleas flowers, and then dwarf azaleas, which is in May.
Mm-hmm.
And others, they. Dandelion, dandelion.
Dandelions?
Dandelions.
Okay, they're kind of...
I think it's spring.
Dandelion. Yeah, they come in spring, yeah. Dandelions are weeds.
Yeah,
weeds.
Yeah.
But yeah, they bloom, okay. And what, wisterias?
Wisterias.
Right, and in rainy season is...
Yeah.
Hydrangea?
Hydrangea.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, and then also... you know, typical spring flowers everywhere. Tulips, daffodils, those things are
tulips.
Bloom as well. Okay. Tell me, what do you think are the attractions of autumn in Japan?
Attractions in autumn. Oh, yes. In autumn, leaves, the color of all the leaves change from green to red or yellow. So many people go to picnic to see these colorful mountains and hills.
Okay.
It's a very typical event to Japanese in autumn.
Okay.
And also there are many festivals. In across Japan, because the harvest of rice are finished. Uh-huh. So celebration for that they hold festivals. Mm. In many, in almost all areas in Japan.
Right.
And also, chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum is very popular mm-hmm. and loved by people. So, in shrines and temples, there are many exhibitions or displays of the beautiful chrysanthemum,
right.
or which are sometimes shaped, taking many years.
Okay. Okay.
So many events in autumn.
Right. Plus the weather is usually nice, pleasant.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right. Okay. Tell me, what is yakitori?
Yakitori. It's a broiled chicken.
Okay.
And you have a stick, and these pieces of chicken is. Oh, I don't know what you call
it. Are placed on the, you could say placed?
Placed on the stick.
Okay.
And the cook broil these chickens, the pieces of chicken on the coal. And then
maybe over the coals.
Over the coals. Uh-huh. Over the coals. And we can eat that.
How do you eat them?
What is the
flavor?
It will be seasoned by salt or other soup. Not soup, but what do you call that?
Sauce?
Sauce, yeah, sauce.
Like teriyaki sauce.
Teriyaki
like.
Sauce. Yeah.
Right.
So you can select salt or teriyaki sauce.
Right. Okay, good. What is onigiri?
Onigiri is a rice ball. In that, you may have some stuff like umeboshi, which is salted and dried plum. It's very distinct to Japan.
Okay.
And maybe salmon's dried salmon.
Okay.
So you can pick up any you want. Any type of ingredient you want. And in many cases, the onigiri is wrapped by seaweed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much do they cost?
It costs you maybe 100 yen to 150 yen, something like that. It's very cheap for
right.
one piece.
Yeah, eat. Good. All right. Good. Can you tell me, when did Japanese start wearing Western-style clothes?
Oh, yeah. It started since the Meiji Restoration, which was 1868. As you may know, the Meiji Restoration, at the Meiji Restoration, the government officers introduced many things from the Europe and America. So one of them was the Western style clothes. So the government officials and the military persons, soldiers and officers, were forced to wear the Western style clothes. And then this style spread out the common people very gradually. Mm-hmm. So, and the next occasion was, next trigger was the Second World War. Mm-hmm. After that, Japanese became accustomed to wear Western clothes instead of Japanese kimono.
Okay, good. What is Go?
Go is a board game, not like shogi or chess. Shogi and chess is very close, but Go is a little bit different from shogi or chess. Mm-hmm. It's 19 times 19 lines.
Squares.
19 squares.
19 by 19 has a grid, maybe we'd say a grid
or grid,
board,
yeah,
with 19 squares across, 19 squares down. So it's a 19 by 19, a board with 19 by 19 squares.
Oh, okay. A board of 19 by 19 grid. Squares.
Squares, yeah.
Squares. Okay. There are white and stone, black stones. Mm-hmm. So the two people make two people play the Go. Mm-hmm. And it's more difficult than shogi because your choice is a lot. It's so you have to think very, very deeply. So it takes time, usually 1 hour and a half.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I know. But shogi also, I guess, is difficult. But
yeah.
Right. So they're black and white stones, correct? But one player uses white stones. One player uses black stones.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Because both they don't mix.
No.
The stones. So one they're black stones and white stones, and one player uses white stones, one player uses black stones.
Yes.
And they try to take territory.
Territory, yes. Yeah.
Right.
I had to say that.
Yeah, on the board, they try to take territory away from the other player.
Yeah.
And the player with the most territory wins, or if there is no more possibility to take territory, the one with the most territory wins.
You say most territory.
Right.
No, more territory is okay.
More territory. Yes, that's probably more correct. Yes, the one with more territory wins. Uh-huh. Okay.
The
one who took more territory wins.
Wins.
Right.
Okay.
Or the one with more territory wins.
Okay.
Okay. Good. So again, some of these game things, they talk about shogi, mahjong, the thing, kind of explain how it's played a little bit. So each player, you know, has a color. Mm-hmm. One is, in the case of ego, one has black stones and the other player has white stones, and they try to take territory mm-hmm. on the board. And the one with more territory at the end wins.
Okay.
Or if they cover all of the board with their stones, they win. Or if at the end there's no possibility mm-hmm. to take more territory, then the game ends.
Okay,
good. All right, well, good. That's good. Yeah, just, you know, throwing these questions at you. I think you did pretty well. And again, some of the book from the 300 word book, the definitions is, again, gives you an idea what to say. Many times you might want to change the answers to make them your own or change words that you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But they give you a good guideline for some of these definitions. And definitely during the guide test, I check with students, ask what did they ask you. And they do many times ask simple words from this, what the book called the Sambyakusen book.
Mm-hmm.
So it is good to study from that. Just, it's kind of a breaker from some of these more difficult questions like today is, how was the prime minister elected? And the next question is, what is onigiri? It's very, you know, from politics to food to, you know, so they do add a little variety to the question. So it's good to know answers to these definitions or to these words. Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, thank you for coming and helping today.
Thank you very much.
This is by yourself, so thank you, and we'll see you next time. Okay.
See you next
thank
time.
Thank you.